As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
It was pure evil last night. Pure evil by Cassie last night. And Abby. Towards Abby.
What are you talking about?
Pure evil.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, last night, I had...
Thank you.
Jeez, you are so difficult.
I have a book that came out. We had a launch party last night.
You said we again. Listen, hey, Mo, did you write chapter 4?
I did not.
Abby, did you write chapter 2?
Well, no, I did not.
Cassie, did you write any chapters?
Nope.
Okay, neither did I. You.
Oh, God, Bert, your selflessness is so annoying. So I had a book that came out. It's about podcasting, content, and delivery. If you don't read it and you're starting a podcast, your podcast's going to suck. Anyway, so we had a party for it last night, and the Bert Show was there. Bert's Big Adventure staff was there. My Pioneer staff was there also. It was a really, really great time. And we had some press show up also. Cass, you want to take it from here?
Yes. So I went to get Abby and said, we need you for a photo. And she came and we took a photo, and it's great. It's on our Instagram and the press can use it. Is that where we're going with this?
That is not actually where we're going with it.
I went up to Abby because I was getting everyone together from the Bert Show for a photo in front of this, like, All in Lights Listenable, which is the name of the book. And I was like, we need a big group photo. So I went to go get Abby. And I said, I'm still twitching. You're thinking so about mean. It. She's talking to Kristen's husband, Bart. And I said, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Abby, we need to talk to you about this article that the press just published based off the interview you just did with them. Like, super serious face, like something is really wrong. Like, we need to have a talk. And her face drops. I could literally see your heart sink into your stomach. She, like, drops to the floor. She's like, oh, no. I'm like, I'm kidding. We just need you for a photo real quick.
But at that point, you had already talked. The reporter for our local paper that covers radio is a guy named Rodney Ho, who had cornered you and already started talking to you, right?
Yeah, we were talking and he was asking just a couple of casual questions, and even Cassie had come over and just kind of given me like a side look, like, be careful what you say. And so he'd ask me something simple like, what do you like to do for fun? And I'm like, what do I like to do for fun? I'm just trying not to say the wrong thing.
You're like, I have a cat.
I watch The Bachelor. Maybe. And so when Cassie comes over and she has that deadpan look on her face, I think I really created a headline. I said, The Bachelor must be politically incorrect now, and I'm going to be labeled as something.
The panic in your eyes. I wasn't supposed to be mean. It was a joke.
But it was hilarious.
And yet brilliant.
I should have thought through it a little bit more, because I feel like I met Abby. She's great. We had like a 2-hour lunch the other day. Like, just when you meet Abby, you feel like you've known her forever. Mm-hmm. And here I am forgetting, like, Abby, this is her big first national radio gig. She's been here less than a week. And here I am being like, all the bosses need to talk to you because you screwed up big time.
No, it was all in good fun, even though I will be having nightmares about it for
a while. I wish I could have seen that. Well played.
Thank you.
Well done. All right, Mo, to catch a cheater, she just wants a little info on this guy before she takes off to D.C. to hang a weekend with him.
I need some opinions and maybe some help with my current dating situation. I am a server at a restaurant, and a few weeks ago, a guy came in and sat in my section. He was alone, and I only had one other table. So I spent quite a bit of time talking to him. He told me that he lives outside of Boston and was only in town for business.
Did you hear how you just said Boston?
Boston.
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 That's the New York.
It is.
So I figured nothing would come of it, despite the fact that I thought he was attractive. When he left, I saw that he wrote his phone number on the back of his receipt.
Okay, girl.
We've been texting and talking on the phone since then, and things are going really well. He's funny and easy to talk to. We have a lot in common, and I think we've developed a real connection. Now, he's traveling to Washington, D.C. for work next week, and he asked me to meet him there. I'm excited about the idea of seeing him again, but I'm also a little nervous. I hardly know him. My friends all think it seems odd that I don't know much about him, and he only asked me to see him in a different city and not where he actually lives. Their theory is that he is married or has a girlfriend. I really hope that is not the case, but given my luck, I would not be shocked. And I want to make sure he's not married or in a relationship before I agree to fly to a different city to spend time with him. I've tried to do some internet sleuthing to see if I can find any information about him, but I haven't had any luck. I know it's possible that he's just a private person. Should I just stop being paranoid, or do you think your War of the Roses would be helpful?
I find these types of War of the Roses a lot more digestible.
Because she's not breaking up a marriage or anything?
Well, you kind of... More digestible in the fact that she's not the one that's in a committed relationship. She just wants to find out if she's the side chick, if she's the side piece.
Right.
So, yeah, since it's not the main characters, it's giving side character energy. I don't feel as bad.
She's just trying to be considerate. Like, yep. I'm not trying to break up any relationships here. So I commend her for asking us to help her out.
Yeah, this is a slam dunk here.
Yeah, it's easy.
But if you find out he does have a girlfriend or a wife, are you now obligated as the woman, like what that chick did to Becky G's fiance and like called him out? Are you now obligated to call him out and let his girlfriend, wife, fiance know?
I don't know if it's an obligation, but you got yourself a serious moral question to ask yourself at that point. Why don't we cross that bridge when we get to it tomorrow?
Oh, can't wait to get to that bridge.
Okay.
Get it. The Bird Show.